Are you feeling overwhelmed by the day-to-day challenges of running your business? If so, I think it's time to flip the script. In this episode, we're going to tackle those tough moments. Things like managing your schedule, saying no to opportunities, and handling demanding clients. And we're going to see them through a new lens. Learn how to turn obstacles into opportunities. Because when we focus on positive truths, that can help us propel our business forward. Tune in and find out how shifting your mindset can reduce stress and boost your success. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus. Because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello and welcome back, CEOs. I'm so happy you're here. Beginning of October, settled back into a routine after summer, if you live in the Northern Hemisphere at least. And today I really want to dive into something that I think we all need to hear and we all need to be reminded of every once in a while. I know lately I've heard a lot of rumbling and grumbling from business owners that I come in contact with. And it's usually grumbling about the challenges that we find in business. And I think it's really important that we take some time to what I'm going to call flip the script and how we convert those challenges into profitable opportunities. Because let's face it, we're going to have challenges, right? Running a business is not easy, and we are going to have challenges. That's just part of the game. Whether it's long days, whether it's unpredictable schedules, whether it's more business than we know what to do with, it's easy sometimes to get so lost in the stress. But today I want to flip the script and show you how we can use these everyday struggles in a new light. A new light that's empowering, not exhausting. Okay, let's dive in. Let's start with one of the most common challenges that I've recently heard about, and that is your schedule. As business owner, what does your schedule look like? It can be packed. You might feel like you're always juggling appointments, client calls, last minute fires to put out, and it's never ending. You might look at your calendar on Monday morning and just feel overwhelmed just looking at it because there's so much going on. Is there any white space? Is there any downtime? And you might feel like your schedule is such a challenge that you just can't get control of it. But here's the flip. Here's the positive truth. You own your own business. You control that schedule. Not your spouse, not your family, not your clients, not your team, not some outside person. You. You control your schedule. Think back to when you had a 9-to-5 or you were in corporate or whatever you were doing. You probably had to put in a vacation request, get it approved or denied, and you had to work on someone else's timeline. But do you see the positive here? Now you're the boss. You control your schedule. You choose when to work, when to take a break, and when to unplug. It's a really powerful freedom many people don't have. Can you think about it that way? I am my own boss. I get to control what my calendar and my schedule looks like. I know within my own business, when I first started, I'd find myself complaining about my crazy long days. But once I realized that I was actually acting like an employee in my own business rather than the business owner, I knew it was time to flip the script. I adjusted my work hours to suit my life, not the other way around. And it completely shifted my perspective. I carved out time to take long weekends and spend more time with my kids. That's the power of flipping the script. It's what we believe in our mind. If we're going to believe negative, we're going to complain. But we can flip that into a positive. Alrighty, you ready for another one? Saying no. As business owners, we've all felt the pressure to say yes to every opportunity that comes our way, right? Whether it's the fear of missing out or disappointing others or even failing. Like, those feelings are real. But think about it this way. The fact that you have so many opportunities means your business is in demand. And you, yes, you business owner, get to choose what aligns with your goals and what doesn't. You get the choice. What a blessing that is. I remember early on in my own business, I said yes to everything. You might have been the same. Every partnership, every project, every networking event. And I went even if it drained me. And then I realized saying no is actually a way to protect my time, my energy, and my resources. Just like you wouldn't let your team run into burnout, you need to safeguard yourself as well. So the next time you feel guilty for turning something down, I want you to remember, you are the business owner. You're in control of what you say yes to. And saying no is giving space to say yes to something else. Okay, speaking of being in demand, let's talk about another challenge or feeling of being overwhelmed when you have too much business. Right? I know this, if you're not there, this doesn't sound like a problem. But if you are there, you know the feeling when your workload is too much and you don't know how to handle it. You're trying to juggle all the balls without dropping them, but you know somewhere along the way you're dropping things and you know you're stretched too thin. It can really be demotivating. But let's flip the script. What's the positive in this? The fact that you're overwhelmed is actually data. It's data, it's feedback that you're doing something right. Maybe it's your marketing, maybe it's your sales strategy, or the quality of your work. This is what we have to dig into. But whatever it is, it's working. People want to work with you. And so while you're feeling overwhelmed with the amount of work you have, this is a positive thing, and we just need to look at the data to figure out how we can change things and how we can make it better. I'm remembering now a time when I worked with an agency, and this agency happened to be getting inundated with new clients, so much so that the business owner was really feeling the stress and some days just wanting to give up. But instead of giving up, he took a step back and used his overwhelm as a sign. We looked how we could streamline his processes. We hired some new people on his team And was it a journey? Yes, it was. But he came out stronger on the other side. So rather than seeing overwhelm as a bad thing, I want you to consider it as an opportunity to course correct, and most importantly, to grow. All right. I know this area brings up a lot of feelings for a lot of people. Taxes, payroll, accounting, your numbers. Not so exciting for most of you, right? I get it. It's not exactly the fun part of being an entrepreneur. But here's a little mindset shift. Have you thought about the fact that you're paying taxes because you're making money? You're making money, honey. There was probably a time early on when you weren't even sure you'd make enough to cover your expenses, let alone have to pay taxes. So, while it might not feel glamorous, I want you to think of this as a sign of success. You've built something profitable. I remember working with a client once, and she honestly dreaded tax season. Every year she dreaded tax season. But when she was able to flip her thinking and really focus on the fact that, you know what? These numbers were proof that her business was thriving. It actually motivated her to stay on top of her numbers, stay on top of her accounting, and to keep things accurate. Accurate numbers help you make smarter decisions down the road. Flip the script. You're paying taxes because you're making money. And for most of you, some sort of financial freedom was part of the reason why you got into business in the first place. All right, let's talk about another challenge that I also see frequently. Team. Yes, your team. Team members can be great, but they can also sometimes fall short of your expectations. We're working with people, not robots, right? But let's flip the script here. When you realize that these moments can be opportunities for growth. Growth for you as a leader and growth for your team members. Maybe they need some more training or some mentorship. Have you ever considered investing in their development? This can really pay off in a big way. And you know what? The truth is, if someone truly isn't responding or growing, guess what? You, as business owner and leader, get to make the tough decisions. And I know sometimes these can be really hard, right? Letting someone go is not easy. But when they're not a fit, this can lift such a massive weight off your shoulders. You are in control. All right, what about difficult clients? Okay, raise your hand. We've all been here, right? We've all had those clients who demand more than we can reasonably give. And that often leaves us stressed and frustrated. I know for sure it did for me. But what's the flip the script? How can we change our thinking? You don't have to work with everyone. You have to believe that you don't have to work with everyone. And sometimes letting a difficult client go is really the best decision for your business and your sanity. Right? If you have a client who's a major source of stress, constantly pushing boundaries and making unreasonable demands, take a step back and remember and realize, wait a minute, I'm in control. I can walk away from this. I can lift that weight that's weighing me down. And guess what? Letting go of that one client can open the door for better, more aligned opportunities. Okay, one more example here. I want to touch on the challenge of failure. Because the truth is, in business, we're going to have failures, right? We're going to have ideas and plans that don't pan out. Maybe we launched something and it didn't go as planned, or maybe our marketing campaign just kind of fell flat. No one noticed. And I know it's tempting to see these moments as complete failures. But here's the flip. Believe that failing is part of the process. It's how we learn, how we course correct, and most importantly, how we get better. The faster you fail, the faster you can figure out what works. Right? Think of this as a feedback loop. When you fail, I want you to get up, dust yourself off, figure out what needs to change, and go for it. Don't wallow in the moment of sadness and failure, because you are not a failure. Sure, you had an idea that didn't pan out. This is part of being an entrepreneur. At the end of the day, I hope you can see here that the lens through which we see our challenges matters, right? It's not about pretending that everything is sunshine and rainbows. That's not what I'm trying to do here. But I want you to acknowledge the difficulties, and I want you to choose to focus on the opportunities that they bring. So the next time you're faced with a tough situation, I want you to ask yourself, what's the positive truth here? How can I flip the script and see this as an opportunity? And this is probably not the first thought that's going to come to your mind, right? At least I know for me. The first thought that comes to my mind is usually that negative one. But the first thought is not the one that really counts. It's the second. We constantly have thoughts running through our mind, but we don't need to hold on and to focus on that first negative thought. Move on to the second thought. Most of the time, I find it's much more valuable, much more positive, and gets me moving forward much quicker. Alrighty, that's it for this episode. I hope you found this helpful, and I would love to hear what your challenges are and how you can flip the script and make them into profitable opportunities. Drop me a comment in the Facebook group, CEO Amplify, and let's have a conversation about it. Take care, and I'll see you all next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.